Now millipedes have lots of legs, maybe not a thousand. When millipedes go buy new shoes, 100 clerks around them. Well, centipedes have many legs, maybe not 100. They scoot about, and then they eat smaller bugs they plunder. Legs, legs, legs. Spiders and arachnids find 8 legs sufficient, as do crabs and lobsters for journeys not too distant. The vastly various insects, without any exception, they all agree upon the stance that 6 legs is perfection. Legs, legs, legs. Well, the furry mammals benefit from evolution's wisdom, sitting, standing, walking, running, great four-legged system. Well, the kangaroo, it could be said to be the only critter with 3 legs, if you count the tail, it's a tripod sitter. Legs, legs, legs. Mankind and his cousins, gorillas and the chimps, top 2 legs, used as arms, 2 legs below the hips. Before you get too puffed up, your 2-legged status, remember that all the birds share this apparatus. Legs, legs, legs. Well, normally there's few around who truly are 1-legged, except perhaps a pirate whose missing leg is pegged. Well, it is worth remembering, though mildly tangential, that snakes, they have no legs at all. For them, they're not essential. Legs, legs, legs. Fish and dolphins got no legs, they get around just swell. Fins are made for water, where all these critters dwell. A single cell, no legs at all, even an amoeba will climb inside and make you sick and leave you feeling feeble. Legs, legs, how many does it take? Depends entirely on who you ask, a millipede or snake. Legs, 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 legs.